Are feelings right or wrong? Marriage Encounter didn't think so many years ago. Not sure what they say now. However, the doctor slash deacon in the book Anger and Forgiveness did not agree with Marriage Encounter's philosophy, and I think the doctor deacon is right. What do you say? Back when I was in graduate school, 1906, I think it was. Yes, I got that one. Feelings are neither right nor wrong. They just are. So, if you're angry, well, it's just a feeling. Not good, not bad, not right, not wrong, not positive, not negative, just a feeling. If you are envious or bitter, feeling. And the only problem is what you do with that feeling. That's all that matters. Feeling itself is neither positive nor negative. I remember hearing that, as a matter of fact, from a Marriage Encounter teacher when I was about 24, 25. Now, some of you might be saying, back when you were 24 or 25, did they even have feelings invented yet? Yes, they did. They did. And I remember thinking, even then, fresh out of my years in engineering, that doesn't make any sense. Some feelings can be pretty bad, you know. If I'm lustful, if I'm carrying resentment and bitterness deep inside me, I might not act upon it, but it's still in there, and I have those thoughts, and I might wish someone harm because of those thoughts. I may not do it, but if I wish it. Now, there's a fella who did not apparently take Marriage Encounter. He didn't do the Marriage Encounter gig. And he essentially said that if you have certain feelings, they are wrong. Lust, for example. You know, you would desire a woman, and the only reason you won't do it is because of the repercussions. You could not get caught, and there would be no repercussions, and you would do it. Or, if you are envious, or acquisitive, or covetous. Ooh, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. Now, wait a minute, that's a feeling, ain't it? I mean, you don't do anything about that covetousness. You just kind of sit there and covet. Enjoy the feeling. That's a feeling. So, yes, Joan, I think, and I think there's plenty of precedent for this. It's not just my opinion. This is the opinion that goes back to maybe Christ and prior to that to God's Old Testament revelation. It essentially says some feelings are wrong. They're sinful. They can do you in. And furthermore, they can become the near occasions for you actively doing something that would be wrong. How long can I carry anger before I do something about it? How long can I be resentful towards an in-law before it comes out? This is old. This is pop psychology stuff. And it was dominant for the longest time. I do not know. I will plead ignorant. Is that a feeling? Or is that just a state of mind? Whether or not Marriage Encounter still views it this way. I think there are significant problems, both from a Christian perspective and from a reasonable perspective, in just simply saying feelings are neither right nor wrong. They just are. How about envy? That's a feeling, envy. A feeling that essentially says, I am distressed. I am agitated inside because of what you have. And in my envy, I wish you didn't have it. And I wish ill would befall you because of it. And I I wish that people recognize that I have those abilities and not just you. Now, is that a bad feeling? Is that a sinful feeling? I think you can make the case that it is. Talk to Christ about this. He's the one. He's the one that said, you have heard it said, thou shalt not commit murder. Well, I tell you, if you call your brother a fool, And in essence, that wasn't just the word fool as we would think of it. It was a word that implied you are really a no good kind of bum. Well, do you have to call him that? What if you just thought it? What if you just had the feeling that the guy's a fool? You think Christ would say, well, as long as you're just wallowing in it, don't worry about it. I suspect not. So, Joan, in conclusion, I'm with you. I think that there are certainly feelings that can be quite wrong. There can also be feelings that can be right. What about compassion? Is that a right feeling? Is that a feeling that will motivate you to do good things? Compassion? I think so. Which are you more likely to do good things by? Compassion or bitterness? Jealousy? Or joy? Which would be more likely to spur you to do good things?